Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Your Memphis Tigers may be on the verge of adding another player and potentially one who is eligible this season.
Okay.
His name is Isaiah Stokes.
Yes, very familiar with him and his work.
He is the younger brother of Jarnell Stokes.
Mm-hmm.
Played at Lausanne, and I think he left for IMG Academy.
Correct.
Yeah, if you remember, there is a great picture out there. It's easy to find. Just look up Isaiah Stokes football, and it is Isaiah Stokes in a football uniform in, like, what, like the sixth grade or something like that?
Something like 7'6", something around that time.
And he is just –
maybe eighth, but somewhere in that range.
Towering over the opponent. I mean, it looks like a joke.
It did. It was earlier. I don't even think it was middle school. I think you're right. I think maybe elementary school or sixth grade or something.
Yeah, it was a ridiculous picture. Look at this. Look at this picture, man. I mean, that's like a –
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where if you're a parent of the kid on the opposing team, you're like, that dude shouldn't be on the field with my little kid.
I need to see.
I mean, he's massive in the photo.
No,
I'm telling you.
The
kid is so small.
There is a kid.
Looks like he's tackling little Chris. I mean, that little CJ right there, quite frankly.
Like, that could be my son. Let's be honest about it. And if it was, I would immediately go to the officials in this game and I would say, I demand to see a birth certificate.
I think many probably did.
Because this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is, okay, I get it. Like, there are kids who are going to be bigger than my son, but this kid is 6'4", 250 pounds.
He's always been massive.
And so he is a very large man, but he did pursue basketball. Isaiah Stokes did pursue basketball. And he committed to Florida out of IMG.
Yeah, I remember writing about him at that time. I was covering Team Penny, obviously, for the over at the Peach Jam for the commercial appeal, and Isaiah Stokes was blowing up. If you remember then, it was, this is a kid that's got big-time football offers, could be a heck of an offensive lineman, obviously, with those physical tools. And look, when Isaiah Stokes is in shape, he is cat quick for that size,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think that's what a lot of college football programs saw, was a guy they could put on the line, could be a stalwart. He picks basketball, right? And proceeds to drop all the weight, looking good out there, was blowing up, and eventually obviously goes down to Florida. Didn't work out for him down there, John, I think as a result of both, injury, didn't play, you know, I guess didn't blossom all the way. Now, a lot of that, again, was weight and injury issues.
Right.
Who knows what he could end up being. But, yeah, I covered the time where he picked basketball and sort of his rise. I remember it very well.
Yeah, so he's been at Florida. He redshirted his freshman year. That was in 2017-18. Redshirted that year because he had a torn ACL.
Right.
Had a torn ACL. So
the injury.
Didn't play as a freshman. And then last year played sparingly, I would say.
I heard at the beginning of the season was looking good in shape and everything, but didn't really kind of get into that rotation.
Yep, he had a
7 minutes a game or something.
He played 7 minutes a game, only played in 26 out of 36 games. You know, I think that was
not a big part of the rotation.
It was that battle, right? I mean, that we saw kind of with Pierre Niles here at Memphis. You know, mm-hmm. it was, hey, man, you want to be on the court? I'd love to play you. Love to put you on the court, but I can't when you're not in shape.
Do you remember, again, back when he was killing that summer, you couldn't take your eyes off him. Do you remember the video where – no, I'm going back
Isaiah.
to Isaiah.
Oh, okay.
But remembering, too, when Pierre – you made me think about this because when Pierre was in shape, it was unbelievable. Do you remember Isaiah breaking that backboard?
Yes.
I want to say he was playing for Hoop City. Back then, he'd switched over from Team Penny. And he – I mean, his strength and athleticism, it's there, again, for his size. And, again, when he is in tip-top shape – he is a space eater and moves people around and can certainly be a factor.
Yes.
The question always was going to be, can he get back into that shape?
Yes.
And then he announced, in July, I think the news came out that he was leaving Florida?
Yeah, like it kind of went under the radar because it happened like 4th of July weekend
right,
and everybody's partying and whatever. But, yes, he announced he was transferring. There were rumors he was going to transfer last year.
Right.
Like this, so this has been out for quite some time. The rumblings, at least, have been out that Isaiah was going to, to transfer from Florida.
Played for Team Penny.
Played for Team
Penny. Some of those rumors are around here.
So he got to campus yesterday. I actually went back and forth with him a little bit.
Okay.
And he told me that he landed yesterday, and then he got a chance to see practice because they are practicing for the Bahamas trip. So he actually got a chance what the offense looks like, right? Like how he could potentially see himself being used in it.
What practice will look like during the season,
And he said everything was going great. Now, this was as of last night. He is still here. He is still here on campus.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, I think momentarily he will be getting a tour of the housing. He will get a look at sort of where he'd be staying, right? And then after that, he's going to see the Penny Hardaway Hall of Fame building. You know, he'll get to see the Lori Walton again, like get a real tour of it instead of just seeing practice.
It almost sounds like, I don't know if you've gotten the word, it sounds like an official visit. Doesn't sound like an, well,
yeah,
I figured the Stokeses could do an unofficial if they wanted to.
No, this is definitely.
Sounds like an official
visit.
My
understanding of it is
Absolutely.
It is definitely an official.
Yeah.
It is, the interest is very serious on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't the case of a Memphis kid just being in the area and dropping by.
Gotcha, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
that shows intent.
Yeah, this is definitely calculated.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to meet with Darby Rich a little bit later this afternoon.
Yeah, they got a plan
which will
for
be very. That will be an important appointment, you know, because
Clearly.
You're talking about, okay, I need to get in shape or stay in shape, whatever. I don't know what Isaiah looks like right now.
I need to pull it up. What was he listed at Florida?
6'8", 280.
Yeah.
He's and he's large.
That was the thing. He could easily get to 300. Mm-hmm. You know, it only took a couple of days for a guy of his size. And look, a lot of it's just natural. Like, he's just
you
would call
Stokes
it growing up in
big
Memphis.
Family. I mean,
big
boned. Jarnell struggled with
big
that, too.
Big boned, brother. I mean, that's what you would call him growing up in the day, somebody as big as he is. Like, and the thing about the Stokes is early on, like, you know, Isaiah talked about this. Jarnell talked about this a little bit. I mean, they were so strong naturally that, you know, weight room and all that stuff, they didn't need it because they're huge.
Right.
And it was all about, can we get them in the best, you know, in the best shape and get them as toned as possible and all that kind of stuff. And so, look, he's just a big dude.
Yep.
But when you got him in good shape, he is athletic and quick for that size.
Out of high school, he was a top 60 player. So let me just say this.
And he made that. He made that with his workouts, with the commitment to diet and everything, the working out. He got himself there.
Just really quickly, because – you know, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but there was a noticeable sentiment from people yesterday on Twitter after I tweet the news out about Isaiah Stokes, who just were sure and convinced that this kid cannot play basketball, which is ridiculous. It's absolutely. Now, does he have concerns conditioning wise?
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he have things that he has to do to play on the court? Absolutely. But his skill and what he can do on the court, that to me is not in question. You know, that is not something. I mean, at the college, at the Division I level, you cannot sit here and tell me that there is not a role for a guy like him on the floor. I'm not buying that.
Well, look, and I don't think Penny is beyond criticism, but don't you like what he's brought in?
Absolutely.
With the number one recruiting class? Don't you like where you think the program's headed? And in this case, I think you give Penny at least the benefit of the doubt because he knows the kid. Again, I go back to this is when Penny was all over his own AAU squad, right? It was still his. He's coaching Isaiah. He saw the transformation. He saw at that time the commitment.
No doubt.
So if Penny feels like he can get that kid back into that mode, right, where he had him at one point, then he if he sees the value in it, then I think at this point we probably us experts out here, yes. And I realize, look, a lot of this some of it's fairly. A lot of this you could question, say, look, he hadn't been able to, right? The injury cost him a season, right? So he had to sit out redshirt. A lot of guys redshirt, I tell you, but hadn't been able to get into the shape last year that necessarily he wanted, or at least, you know, turns into actual rotation time. But again, I would go back to, you know, Penny knows what the talent is. Here's the other part. He's been in there June and July. He's seen kind of what he has.
Yes.
He's got the practices now. He can go full for the Bahamas. He knows if he still feels like he needs something, if he feels like another big could come in, hey, Malcolm Danders might not be ready to start this thing off. Maybe I need another body. Maybe I'm going to play Lance a little bit more at the three than opposed to the four and the five. He's seen what he's – so if he still feels a need, then, again, I think the least as far as we're concerned, benefit of the doubt, you don't dog this kid out.
Or, you know, if in the event that I don't know exactly what the circumstances would be because he did play last year for Florida, played in 26 games, but I was told last night there is a chance – like, it is not a guarantee, 100% done deal that they're at least going to try. They're going to try to make, you know, get him eligible for next season. That will be
I'd suspect attempted. That'd be tough.
Yeah, it'd be tough, but I mean.
In most of those instances, you got to get the waiver.
Right. There's some chance. I don't know what it would be.
He announced in July.
Yeah.
Like, so for a part of this, he's in the, you know,
portal,
potentially in the workouts at Florida before he decides he's. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm not sure exactly what the circumstances of that would be, but in the event that he would be cleared, you know, this season, he's going to plan for an Isaiah Maurice based on everything I've heard. Like, I mean, Isaiah Maurice has not had a good summer. Like that's just now. And again, we're talking about third/fourth big here, but I mean, it's a top. It's a chance to add a guy who was ranked in the top 60 in high school. You know, you don't sneeze at that.
Who knows you? Knows your program
exactly.
Knows
exactly.
What you run?
It makes a lot of sense to me. Other schools involved that I have heard, Nevada, Steve Alford at Nevada, as well as, interestingly enough, old friend Josh Pastner.
Well, of course Josh would be involved.
Georgia Tech is definitely in there for Isaiah Stokes. I have done a little bit of making calls. His visit isn't over, and so, you know, a lot can change between now and his meeting with Penny Hardaway at the end of the day, but my sort of sense right now is that there is an expectation that he ends up at Memphis. There is an expectation that, you know, it's just it's such a unique opportunity to come back home, to play for your former AAU coach when it's rolling. You know, I'm getting the sense that that's where this is, that's the direction this is going, that Isaiah Stokes ends up being a member of this team. Now, that could change, but again, I really have no reason to think that it will as of right now. So, yeah. And then the question just becomes, is he going to be eligible for this season?
Right.
Or do you have to wait until next year?
So, either way, you'd be talking about depth for this season or next.
Exactly.
Right, if he has to sit out the season, come next year. And again, I don't think you're doing this if you're not prepared to have him here and sitting out. You may believe and hope and all that you can get him immediately eligible, but you wouldn't be extending this offer, doing the official visit, if you weren't willing to wait, too. I think Penny just probably sees him as quality depth. A guy that knows my system. And
or
a guy,
better, right? Or maybe he ends up being better.
Well,
you know?
Hopefully Rich Darby gets a hold of him and you know, takes that body and turns it back into what it was, again, when he was on this rise from, hey, he's just the younger brother of Jarnell Stokes, it's just a big guy, to really make him – he proved himself to be a force on that level.
Yes.
Now, you've got to do it at the next level. But, dude, the body is there.
It is certainly there. As you know, Jason, in college basketball, it is such an advantage to have a big like Isaiah Stokes who takes up that much space, who has that kind of touch, you know, as long as he is in shape – it is a true weapon to have on your basketball team.
Well, and you've talked about this team's going to be after bigs. A couple of, Precious and James Wiseman, we all know, going to be likely walking out the door after one season. And that's
there's
an
not
area,
much behind that.
No, there isn't much behind them. So that's an area right now where you're at least looking to shore up in future years. And like I said, that's a face, a body that Penny's very familiar with. And it sounds like, you know, there's no question he wants them.
I did a little bit of reading up on Isaiah because – to be honest with you, I didn't watch a ton of Florida basketball last year. Like, they were okay. I didn't watch a ton of Florida. But when he was on the floor, Isaiah Stokes, he actually, the offense kind of ran through him. Mm-hmm. The offense ran through him at Florida. Now, that wouldn't be the case here based on the personnel that Memphis is going after. But it's a good sign that there was at least that trust. Like, his usage rate was the highest on the team when he was on the court. Now, he went on the court a lot.
Right.
But when he was, that's where the ball went.
Okay, he had an offer from Alabama in football.
Sounds right. That sounds right to me.
Pretty sure he did. I know several Division I offers in football, but I'm pretty sure he had one from the highest of the high in Alabama.
Yeah.
And chose basketball instead. You could ask that question. How would it have worked out? And is it? But again, I would tell you, you know, Penny Hardaway sees something there, and knowing what he has and what he needs. Look, I'd tell you to, hey, let this thing play out. And you probably want to take Isaiah Stokes.
Yeah, exactly. He's a Memphis kid.
No question.
You know, I mean, I think what we've seen from Penny is that sort of that tendency to want to take care of the kids that played in his program and were good enough later, you know, if they ever found their way back, you know, back to Memphis somehow or another. You know, I think he's shown a tendency to want to do that, which makes sense to me.
He hadn't done it with all of them, though.
Not all of them.
KJ Lawson didn't come here.
That is true. That is definitely true.
And he headed on down to Tulane. So, to your point, I mean, maybe it's, you know, maybe he sees something. Again, I would go back to my point. He sees something here with Isaiah. Again, when that guy's in shape, he can play.
Yeah.
And more importantly, he can move folks inside.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly.
You don't really have anything like him in terms of your bigs.
I mean,
right?
Yeah.
Not space eaters. You got wiry big guys that are athletic.
Absolutely,
and
man.
Bouncy around the rim. But in terms of a space eater, you know, he is different than anything you've
got. Well, think about, you know, and I'm not saying that they're necessarily the same player, but in many ways they are. I mean, Dominic Woodson. You know,
I thought about him earlier when you brought, you know, you talked about guy being, when he's in shape, he can be a factor.
Dom, you know, and again, Dom had a lot of other stuff going on too.
Right, it wasn't just yeah, the body.
But when Dom was on the court, man, again, I remember one sequence where my man went coast to coast, and that was it for 2 weeks. Like he didn't play another minute.
Yeah.
But it was a beautiful play.
You also had to worry about Dom cursing the ref out just out, being on a bad day.
That that's not Isaiah, but. Yeah. You know, I mean,
Isaiah doesn't have that issue.
You know, Dom, if he could have ever gotten his affairs in order, would have been he would have contributed and been a productive member of that basketball team.
Get that big skill, no question about it.
And that is just that is such a weapon in college basketball if you can get your hands on it, and if you can, you know, if guys are willing to put the work in and get in shape, and obviously, too, a part of it is staying healthy. You know, when you tear your ACL, that's kind of out of your control. You know what I mean?
They get him eligible for this season, I'd be, whoa.
Yeah, I don't.
My thing, again, just having covered a few of these, feels would feel like, yeah, hey, you wanted Lance to be eligible, yeah, too, immediately. It didn't. You kept trying, and you went all the way to it. It didn't work out.
Right.
It feels like, to me, like that's the way it would go. But, again, I think Pitty's prepared for that.
I want to reiterate that this is not a move that is being done with, like, hell-bent on him being eligible this season.
That's what I'm saying. He's not your first big out there, right?
Exactly. But, it'd be a bonus if he was. It'd be an obvious bonus if he was.
I think so.
And then, you know, next year, you know, you're honestly going to be talking about a guy. Now, all things, if it goes the way
where he's at, yeah,
maybe he contends for a starting
spot.
Maybe
he can move right in.
Like, it's not crazy to, I mean, we're talking about a guy who was a four-star prospect, top 60 over at ESPN, had legitimate D1 offers. You know, it's not like this cat fooled everybody in college basketball. You know, the kid can play.
Right.
It's just a matter of where his mind's at, where his conditioning's at. You know, and those two things kind of go hand in hand. So if those are all on the same accord,
I'll take my chances with that staff.
I mean, absolutely.
Factor.
I mean, yeah. to add a kid with who's never been in any kind of trouble or anything like that, it's just a matter of getting in shape all day, man, all day. So anyway, that is the latest with the Memphis basketball program.
That's good
maybe
news.
Before they head over to the Bahamas, they add a new body. It is possible. Now, would you get to go to the Bahamas? You have to commit before they leave. Would that incentivize you to get this decision done so you can get a trip to the Bahamas? I mean, would he get to go, you think? If he commits before, I mean, obviously, he'd have to enroll and
get
everything done. Yeah,
stuff. That's a pretty quick turnaround.
Yeah. I would get it. I would commit today just to, like, you know, make sure everything's in order so I can get on that flight.
Whether it's Bahamas, whatever, I just, hey, stay home, get in shape, whatever it is. If the best thing for him is to be with the team in the Bahamas, whatever you're going to do, but you just do whatever gets you the most out of him. Again, It'll be interesting to see if they can get him eligible for the season. Again, he's still got to commit. Sounds like, what'd you say, Georgia Tech? Who else? Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada, yeah.
School,
yeah.
At least right now that
there
we know
some,
of.
There were some other teams.
Has he done any other official visits, though?
Not to my knowledge. Okay. No, definitely not to my knowledge. Yeah. So this could be his first, and it could be his last. Again, I want to reiterate, that is the sense I'm getting right now, that Isaiah Stokes is going to end up at Memphis. Typically, Memphis does not miss. You know, when a kid comes in and, you know, gets the treatment, you know, I mean, it's very rare that they have missed. RJ Hampton went to Australia. I mean, there have been one or two, but again, you know.
Rajon went to, who knows, professional ranks.
Yeah, I mean, but again, though, who knows? Who knows where he is right now? So typically this is where Memphis closes the deal on these kinds of things. So at this point, that is my expectation. If anything changes, we will obviously keep you you updated. But Isaiah Stokes currently on a visit to the University of Memphis. And Penny and them over there still working, man. Penny and that staff still working.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.